A snippet of what the resistance missiles achieved. Political commentary by Nasser Kandil. In just 24 hours, the resistance took control of the situation, launching nearly 400 missiles and 10 drones. It escalated both the quality and range of its missiles, enhancing their warheads and striking power. The immediate result was the transformation of a 60-kilometer deep and 90-kilometer wide area into an active combat zone, an area larger than half of Lebanon and more than 15 times the size of Gaza. This region is home to 2 million settlers, half of whom are now in shelters, while the other half are fleeing by car. As the leaders of the occupying entity sought the applause achieved by boasting about the destruction of the resistance capabilities, the settlers responded with one clear message. The missiles are raining down on their heads, and they question the point of speaking about destroying capabilities when the reality on the ground does not reflect these results. The number of displaced, previously estimated at 60,000, though some reports suggest 200,000, has now increased, with the first new wave estimated at 100,000. The total could reach 1 million if the situation continues and the entity's leadership insists on prolonging its military operations. The displaced people feel betrayed, having been promised to return to their homes, but instead they are preparing to spend the winter in displacement alongside growing numbers who are competing for the same space and aid. Meanwhile, the military conducting these operations has begun to express concern about the predicament that it has been thrown into. Clarifications are being issued to contradict the political leader's claims, admitting that the statements about destroying half of Hezbollah's capabilities are untrue. The military is now hinting at a need for a ceasefire in Gaza, implying that ending the war in the north might require an agreement in the south. Entity leaders oscillate between warning of a ground invasion and boasting about it. Yet the resistance is eagerly waiting for such a move, having triumphed in similar circumstances during the 2006 July War and Hamas achieving similar victories in even harsher conditions. The resistance's ability to survive the knockout blow aimed at bringing it down and reclaiming the initiative is sufficient to shift the balance of power, and it is shifting rapidly. All that's required now from the devotees and supporters of the resistance is patience, resilience, awareness, and confidence.